We're going to start this morning, though, by remembering one of the greats, one of the greatest Irish sports persons ever, Ronnie Delaney, who won gold for Ireland at the Melbourne Olympics in 1956 in the Blue Ribbon 1500 metres event. He passed away at the age of 91, and quite rightly, a picture of his crowning glory in a career of incredible success, particularly in the United States and on the world and European stage, is on the front page of almost every national newspaper, all remembering the great athlete that he was.
He's going up strong. It's still Houston in the lead. The German Rixenheim has gone in there into second place.
And John Landis.
Record-breaking mile at the Chicago Relays. Villanova's Ron Delaney running last in the four-man field. The Irish Olympic star has had 27 consecutive triumphs in indoor competition and is content to let Jim Beattie set the early pace. Going into the eighth lap of the 11-lap chase, Delaney starts to move. He passes Beattie, moves up on Berg Rim and Phil Coleman. Everyone but Delaney's had the lead, and now with two laps to go, he surges out front with a tremendous display of power. Pulling away from his three rivals with every stride, he's now running against the clock. With a sensational finishing kick, he streaks in to set a new world mark. 4:03 4/10, world champ indoor miler Ron Delaney.
Yeah, incredible stuff. That's some of the old footage and audio there. You would have heard of his 1956 win, and a win for him in Chicago on the US circuit, which he dominated for years. Incredible. If you have your own memories of Ronnie Delaney, of following his career, of being around, where were you at the time? We want to hear from you. He died at 91. He turned 91 last week and died on Wednesday following a short illness. And with me on the line to talk about this is editor of the Irish Running Magazine since 1981, Frank Greeley, a great friend of Ronnie's. Frank, good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And first of all, condolences on the passing of your good friend.
Thank you very much. Ronnie was a long and cherished friend of mine for many years, and you know, that's a sadness, but he's left a great legacy. And we all looked up to him so much over the years. You know, he was our Olympic champion. And God, you know, all the tributes this morning, it's so fitting, so many tributes. I was listening to John Tracy and Eamon Coughlin this morning as well, reminiscing. And you know, people like Sonia are on the, have their tributes up at the moment. So he left a huge, huge footprint.
Yeah, he really did. And look, there were several aspects to his career. Everyone remembers him from 1956. And one of the things that I only found out relatively recently over the last number of years was the fact that he almost wasn't sent. It took a casting vote from the chairman of the Irish Olympic Committee to send him.
And how tragic that would have been for, you know, at a time that Ireland needed that injection of confidence, and he certainly did that on the world stage, because it was a difficult time in Ireland at the time. It's the year, the, you know, 1956, I was born in 1951 myself, and it was a tough time in Ireland. So the injection of confidence and a lift for the nation that he gave at the time, you could never underestimate that.
Yeah, that was very important for the country as a whole. I mean, only 10-11 years after the end of World War II, and Ireland was trying to find itself as a country on the international stage, it gave a massive boost of confidence to everybody that here was an Irishman who could do it, who could beat the best, the Americans, the New Zealanders, the British favourites in a race like that.
Yeah, and of course he made a huge name in America with a streak of 40 indoor wins on the indoor circuit in America. And you know, put Villanova, he had to put Villanova on the map. Look at all the Irish that followed into Villanova afterwards as well, and the great Jimbo Elliott. So Ronnie certainly left a huge impression.
Yeah, what do you think it was? What was it about his running style, or just his pure ability, that made him so successful, Frank?
I think it was his confidence. You know, he was a very confident man when he spoke about how he approached that race as well, and he was ever lacking in the confidence, and I think that, I suppose, so much of it is mental, and he was a good strategist, a good race strategist as well, how to run a race and how to win a race, I suppose. It wasn't all about the time, even though he set an Olympic record at the time. He was a racer. He was a real racer.
He was well used to the tactics from the indoors, and he didn't let anything faze him. I suppose, as you said, look, you had John Landy that day in Melbourne in 56, 26 years of age, the home favourite. He'd lowered Roger Bannister's mile world record to 3:58, and he was the favourite. He was the one that the home crowd wanted to win, but Ronnie had this indelible belief that just, I'm not going to come second, I'm not going to come third, I'm going to win it.
Yeah, and I think he had two things. He had faith in himself, and, you know, he had faith as well. You saw him on his knees and giving thanks, and the gratitude he expressed afterwards. That became an iconic photograph, you know, him on his knees. And, you know, winning was one thing, but giving thanks for the ability to do that, I think, gave another powerful message as well.
Yeah, certainly did. Frank, he didn't get home for a couple of weeks afterwards, maybe a month or two. He had to go back to Villanova. He had to do exams and do his work there. But there was probably one hell of a party when he did come home, and quite rightly so.
Yeah, and, you know, he reached out to people as well. What I remember from Ronnie over my years, anyway, with Irish Runner, I'm consultant editor nowadays. There's a great young man, Rory Cassidy, is the editor, and is published by Irish Runner. He's published by Athletics Ireland. But I remember about Ronnie's his kindness and how he reached out to me over the years. And I've seen him do that to young athletes, to people in different walks of life. And anecdotally, I know a lot of kindness that Ronnie did for a lot of people that may have gone unnoticed. He never shouted out about the kindness that he did for people, you know.
Yeah, indeed. And look, it's interesting timing of him passing away at 91 with that career, our last athletics track gold medal by him. But things are on the rise, Frank. We have a generation coming up who may hopefully win one again for Ireland.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And you know, Ronnie was a great supporter as well of Irish schools athletics. And he was always available to go to championships and stuff. So there's a great raft of our, as we know ourselves, from Kate O'Connor going through to, you know, all the young generation that's coming through now at the moment making their mark. And there's a huge uplift, and it's a great news story for Athletics Ireland and for all the clubs around the country, including all those great clubs across Kerry as well. And, you know, we remember Ronnie. I think I'd remember Con Houlihan as well, who wrote so beautifully about him. This would be Con's 100th year as well.
Yeah, it certainly would. Listen, Frank, thanks so much for giving us your time this morning, and thanks for talking to us and remembering Ronnie so well.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great stuff. Thanks. That's Frank Reader, who is the consultant editor of the Irish Runner magazine. And to underline that, I suppose, potential world indoor and outdoor silver medalist Kate O'Connor is one of the athletes named by Athletics Ireland in recent days to lead an initial squad selection for the World Indoor Championships, which take place in Poland from around about 10 days' time, 22nd of March. So lots of key athletes there. Mark English going as well. Maeve O'Neill, Andrew Coskren, Nick Griggs, Sarah Lavin, Lauren Roy, and others as well, who will be competing in many of those events at the World Athletics Indoors Championships in Poland in 5 or 6 days' time.